It's the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
All right, back here on the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis, and we got on the line with us Soul Joe from the Comedy Point Radio Show, and you can check him out at, I got the website listed there, thecomedypoint.com, and you can listen to his show Tuesdays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central U.S. time on WIFI 1460 in Burlington, New Jersey, or, of course, Where's the real place to listen?
KCOR,
Kansas City Online Radio. Hey, Joel, how's it going?
I was going to say, you got to plug your station first, man. You can't just plug mine.
Man,
come on, boys. It's all about Kansas City at this point.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. It's great having you on the station. And I had to talk to you. And
blues
we got you.
Talking cool talk.
That's right, baby.
I like this guy.
Well, we were going to talk about Kansas City, but we'll. Maybe we'll hook up later on some other time, and I'll give you the whole scoop on Kansas City, because we're a weird bunch out here. But
After we get in a fight with Irene, I'm going to have to move to Kansas City, let's be honest.
Tell us, what is it like? Where are you at exactly? Are you in, Staten Island?
I'm sitting at a table with my girlfriend's mother and her best friend, who's her sister, and she's a tarot card reader.
Oh.
I don't know if she's actually reading the cards or just trying to tell me what my future is going to be. I don't know what's happening.
Uh-oh.
So, boys, don't be jealous. I'm sitting here. My girlfriend passed out on the couch.
Nice.
We're not having as much fun as you guys probably out there in Kansas City. She was reading the cards. Her sister said something, and then all of a sudden the lights went out. They came back on. It was the weirdest thing I've ever been a part of. So, and then you guys called. So that's where we're at.
Oh,
wow.
You
it's fate that you talked to us.
Are you on Staten Island, New York? Is that where you're located?
I am. I'm on Staten Island, New York, exactly.
Cool. Woof. So is it blowing out there, or what's it like?
Yeah, no, it's raining real hard, flooding right now, but it's not as bad as they said it was going to be, but who knows? I mean, it's supposed to be like that for the next 12 hours.
Man, what's the deal with that? You got that? You had the earthquake there last week, too? What's going on?
Believe it or not, they said the last hurricane that was this bad was in 1893 in New York, and when that hurricane hit, a week before that, an earthquake happened. So,
wow, I didn't know that. Crazy.
What do you guys have out there? You guys have tornadoes out there.
Tornadoes, yes. Tornadoes is what we have, but they're not too bad because you usually can see it and then you can just move away from it. So it's not like a hurricane or a earthquake where you're just kind of screwed. But we can kind of move away from it. I mean, I've seen, I don't know, 3 or 4 dozen tornadoes, and you kind of look at it.
Drive the opposite direction.
That's right. That's the key, is just go in the opposite direction it is, and then you're fine. But they are kind of scary at night. But
well, how about the fact that I was asking you if Travis or Mac was available for an interview, not knowing that you, Troy, are Mac?
Well, see, well, the thing is, sometimes I get political on this show, and if they also know that I'm Troy and read the station, then it might influence the station. So I tried to
play with me a little more. You're like, do you even like these guys? I'm like, well, I like Travis. I don't like this Mac character. You're like, well, I'm Troy, the owner, and I'm also called Mac. So how about we don't syndicate your show, The Comedy Point? We'll call it even.
Yeah. Well, around here we try to hide our identity so we don't get shot. So
that's J Dog here too. I had one question for you that I really wanted to ask. On your bio, it said that you did stand-up.
Yeah.
Do you still do stand-up?
Yeah, I still do stand-up, even though I'm concentrating more on the radio show and managing comedians.
Right.
And more of promoting, but I still perform a lot.
I have this one question I got to ask you. I know it's serious, and we're not going to get real serious. But to me, stand-up comedian is like raw entertainment. It's you and the audience. There's no props. There's nothing like that. You know, like with doing a radio show, I've got my cute little sound effects and I got Travis that I can hide behind. But that's some big balls just standing in front of a crowd and they're going, entertain me.
It's tough, man. It's tough because an audience, especially if an audience doesn't like you, they have to like you in order to laugh at you, and if they don't like you, they're not going to laugh. And then it's even more pressure on me at performing in front of people that I know, whether it's friends or family. I'd rather perform in front of 300 strangers and just go up there and rip, but it's a lot more pressure performing in front of people that I know.
Oh yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, I've done seminars and stuff like that where I've been in front of a couple thousand people and all that stuff, you know, for corporations. And but you're just presenting something. They don't expect
speaking.
Yeah, they don't expect you to be entertained. They're just going to sit there and have to listen to it no matter what. So,
no. It's a lot easier to do a speech like that, and then you throw in humor. You use the power of humor to engage the crowd rather than this person introducing you as a comedian where they expect humor.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to use humor in a speech.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's just I guess you it takes a lot to create your whole what's it called when you have a your program,
your routine.
Act. Yeah, your routine. Thank you very much. Your routine. And I was trying to create my own routine, you know, thinking I might want to do this or something. And I would end up like all this work and I had 2 minutes. Like, well, this sucks, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You all of a sudden you think what's funny, and all of a sudden you say it. It might come out the wrong way. You might word something differently, or you might not. You might miss the punchline. You might miss a setup, and what you think was funny in your head comes out wrong on stage.
Yeah,
my biggest worry would always be about repeating something that another comedian said. Then they, you're stealing stuff. You're stealing material. No, I just happened to come
it's
up
not
with
really
that.
Stealing. It's not really stealing material. It's like parallel writing. So, and then all of a sudden, there's all these earthquake jokes and all these hurricane jokes you know, whatever is like current events. So it's just parallel thinking based on current events. That's why a lot of stuff that I do is not topical.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Tell me about the Comedy Point.
It's now syndicated on KCOR, and it's syndicated on the Talk Superstation, as well as Be More Radio in Baltimore, and WIFI in Burlington. It's me and the head writer of Rock the Zoom with co-host Christine Meehan. We just had Lisa Lampanelli on this week. We've been attracting a lot more national recognized names, but it's just something we try to do 2 hours a week to let people laugh a little and forget their worries for at least 2 hours a week. And, you know, just have fun with it. Well, even though we spotlight comedians, we also try to have people from all walks of life.
Yes. And I tell you what really caught my ear was the way you guys did the interviews. Because normally when you get a comedian on a radio show, they interview them like the morning zoo shows, you know, are. But you actually engage them in a conversation. And that's the first thing that really grabbed me.
No, I appreciate that. And then that's what I told Barack. I said, you know, listen, we're going to have on Kelly Carlin, who's the daughter of George Carlin. I'm like, she's used to people asking a million things about her dad. Don't ask her anything directly about her dad. And we didn't. And then she thanked us for it afterwards, but she still talked about her dad because her whole career is based on things. But she did a one-woman show about growing up as George Carlin's daughter. So we didn't have to ask her about it, but she just still answered it indirectly. So
that's cool.
Right.
That's how it happened.
I got a question in the box.
Question from our chat box.
Question in
the
box. It says, I asked Joel about his Laugh for Kids program and Laughing All the Way program.
Oh, okay. What was that? Is that Chris Zanetti?
I know it's Aspen Girl.
Yeah. It's a thing that I did where I was brought into for on Staten Island for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. I did motivational speaking, and all these kids were writing me. They wrote me letters, 300 handwritten letters from these kids. And I thought, if they like my program that much, I'm like, I got to keep these guys involved. So I ended up writing a program where I motivated kids and taught them comedy, and just kind of got them engaged with the kids weren't athletes, but the kids wanted like some performance art, so I got them involved in something that they never even thought about, because no kid thinks about doing stand-up comedy for a living, but also, teaches them to be able to speak in front of their peers and how hard it is, so I got them involved, and I even just a month ago, to actually celebrate Staten Island's 350th celebration, I was at Yankee Stadium here on Staten Island, and a kid walked up to me and was like, I remember you from, you know, teaching my class. So I have an impact on these kids, and to have an impact on the youth through comedy and through what I'm doing. It's very motivating for me, so I created this thing. It's called Laughs for Kids.
That's awesome, man. That's really awesome. That's a good idea.
That was a good question.
From our chat box. A couple of quick more things I wanted to mention. Christy on your show. Tell me, I'm a groupie of her now. I listened to the show. She was a cheerleader and all that. So tell me a cool story about her.
Well, you know, she actually came about. She was actually performing on a show in Staten Island. She's a good friend of one of our other guys that calls in the show regularly. He's a producer friend of mine, Matt Scarpelli. And we had her as just like a fill-in when my old co-host, Rich Schultes, was doing a tour down in Florida. And then Rich ended up leaving the show in April just because he moved, and we made her a permanent co-host. But she's given us a good balance of a female voice and between two of the guys, me and Barack, the head writer. Right. So she's been a good balance of us.
Yeah, keeping you guys straight.
Exactly.
good stuff there. Got one more question here for you.
Sure.
You know, Facebook, everybody knows about everybody on Facebook, so I got to ask you a question about one of your posts. You posted, "I drooled red Gatorade on my girlfriend's pillow sham."
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You put it out there, so now we got to know what's the deal with that.
Last night, it's one of those nights where we went out and had fun. I produced a show, then we went and had a couple of drinks. I came home. My girlfriend had chicken pot pie, and I had a Gatorade. I passed out last night. I woke up, and she freaking made me realize that I had drooled. I drooled red Gatorade on her pillow.
Oh, no.
It wasn't just a regular pillow. It was one of her shams. I don't even know what a sham was. But I do know that I drooled red all over
it. Oh, no. Oh, no. I've been there. I know the feeling of her look probably at you.
OxyClean.
Yeah.
Learn the word OxyClean. It cleans just about everything.
And I will tell you this, too. Her grandmom just woke up and came out into the living room and is laughing at this story right now. I'm either going to get laughed at or high-fived after this interview. I'm not sure which one it is.
Okay. All right. Soul Joe from the Comedy Point, thanks a lot for being on, and hopefully we can talk down the road. Tuesday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time on KCOR and a bunch of other stations all over the place. They're blowing up, so check them out.
Thanks. Good luck with the show.
All right,
thanks,
have
a good
one. Take care. Be safe.
Thanks, guys.